producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
After the hour, nothing flat here. We're all up and ready to go. The experiment of enthusiasm and entertainment and conversation and information all put together every day on the Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here at your service and on your side so you know what's going on. I present the facts, and then they discuss with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, with me, their opinion on certain items. For example, the American olive oil industry has been on people's minds for years. This is an important, very, very focused idea of what to do with olive oil to make it more valuable. And apparently Jennifer Horn, who's in charge of our What's Cooking segment, says they're going to make wine out of olive oil.
Well, no, they're not making wine out of olive oil.
Wine,
but way to deliver the facts as you promised.
Like the other wine out of water.
Oh, the other way around. I got the story upside down and inside out.
Pretty much, yeah.
No, what's happening
out of wine
is that they're saying that the olive oil industry is going the way the wine industry has, where different olive oils are going to taste different. You know, if they're from different parts of the land, they're going to taste differently based on their terroir, and they're going to.
Well, is American olive oil different than olive oil you get from Italy?
American olive oil from, your neighborhood and American olive oil from my neighborhood are going to taste differently based on the soil and the style of pressing and making the olive oil. So it's becoming like wine tasting. People are going to go olive oil tasting. I mean, these places are already popping up.
They did the story on olive oil in 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the mafia in Italy has pretty much taken over the olive oil industry. And the olive oil that you get is not made with olives. It's fake.
It's kind of a lot of it is fake, yeah.
They put a little bit of olives in it, and then the rest of it is just like grapes and all kinds of other
and other oil, like corn oil.
So are you talking about the really good brands?
Vegetable oil.
Yep, vegetable oil.
And even some of the good brands, they have these professional olive oil. In the United States, there are people in immigration's office who open a case of olive oil, and they are professional olive oil tasters and taste it to see if it's real.
Are you telling me that virgin olive oil isn't really virgin olive oil?
A lot of the stuff here from overseas, yes.
I would say 50 to 60% of the olive oil on the shelves is
not
part
pure
vegetable oil.
You know how you know if it's real olive oil? You put it in the refrigerator. If it hardens up, then chances are it's real olive oil. If liquid, it's not.
Are we going down the same street with this as we've gone with the organic business? The government has ruined the organic business by watering down the value. Okay, so the mafia is the same as the American government anyway.
In Italy, it is, yeah.
Yeah. So
it's
the
money.
Oh, so what
actually, some of the best, purest olive oil is the stuff coming out of California.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, Jen, there's a wine shop near us in a historic town of Clifton, about 10 minutes away from my house, and they have an olive oil tasting bar in the wine shop.
Very common.
Oh, wow, it's neat.
Okay,
really
so
cool.
Here are some stats that you may find interesting. In the United States, the number of people using olive oil is like nothing, minuscule in comparison to how much olive oil is used in Italy and Spain and Greece and other places. We'll spend $10 at Whole Foods Market. The average cost of a bottle of extra virgin oil,
a small bottle,
$10. A small bottle. Yep,
right.
Exactly. So the consumption, because people think that it's expensive, they'd rather use the stuff that'll kill you because it's cheaper to cook in than the olive oil. But now I'm beginning to wonder if the stuff that kills you isn't part of the olive oil. Is there no way? Maybe this gets to that whole business, Jennifer, of labeling, and do you believe the labels, what California and other states have said no to, no labeling, so you don't know what's in this stuff. Or can they lie and just put anything on the bottle? What keeps people, what keeps the mafia from putting anything on a label, and you buy it and say, okay, this is what's in it, and it really isn't in it at all?
The regulation will start if it's not already in place. I mean, right now, the wine regulations about what is acceptable to put on a label, it's intense. Now, they're regulated by a whole different group than the olive oil people will be, but like if you... And your neighbors almost turn you in. So if like a winery is trying to say it's one thing, you can be sure that the neighbors around them are going to say, oh, no, you can't say that. There's certain rules about even percentages of what's in the bottle that have to be reported on the label.
Okay. So here's what's going on. And we thought in America, I'm very conscious of this. I went to the store the other day to buy some virgin olive oil to cook in because I was out. The average American uses 1 quart of olive oil a year.
I go through gallons.
Well, that may be you. I'm just saying the average American, spread it across the country, average American uses 1 quart. So that means there are 300 million quarts of olive oil sold in our country every year. As opposed to the average Italian, and I'm talking about man, woman, child, in Italy, 2, 4, 6, 8 quarts a year is average per person. In Spain, it's 9 quarts a year. Mm-hmm. In Greece, it's 12 quarts a year. So the so-called Mediterranean diet, they really are using this stuff, if it's the real thing, to cook in, to make things, whatever we use butter on. We're still using lots of butter in our country and other things as well, artificial this and phony baloney that. But now, what you're telling me is you can't even be sure that olive oil is the real thing. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Yep. Right. Well, one of the
so
ways
what is,
they
what's
say usually for real olive oil, University of California at Davis actually tested olive oil, and they found that olive oil coming from a single family farm or a small co-op of growers usually is the real thing.
Right,
and that's why
you see
these places popping up.
Yeah.
Right. If you go, you can go up to farmers markets now. You can go
and get
into
the
local wine regions. And they have, it's just as much a part of the countryside as the. Oh, it's more expensive. It's going to be double, probably.
But it's going to be real.
The real thing. You pay for it.
Wow.
Well, what they do in Italy, even in big cities like Rome, you have the local farmers market, and you bring your own bottle, and the olive oil is in huge vats, and it's a local farmer who makes his own olive oil.
So this is good news for the American olive oil farmer, then.
Mm-hmm.
The American olive farmer, the olive rancher, most of them are in California, I think, anyway, aren't they?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I would have thought they
are. Here's a little bit of the 60 Minutes piece explaining why it's such a big thing now overall.
Love it. Can you explain how olive oil is being adulterated?
Olive oil fraud has gone on for the better part of 4 millennia. The difference now is that the food supply chain is so vast, so global, and so lucrative that it's easy for the bad guys to either introduce adulterated olive oils or mix in lower quality olive oils with extra virgin olive oil.
Are there cases where the olive oil is being cut with something that's unhealthy or even poisonous?
First of all, if you kill people, bad business. Mafia hates attention.
And you want repeat customers.
And you want repeat customers, exactly.
So, wow. That's hitting the nail on the head, man.
They own it.
Apparently they do. All right, I went someplace with that I wasn't expecting to go, but that's what makes the conversation worthwhile. 15 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with the Straight Skinny on Neo 40, this encapsulated Super Beats product that when you put this in your mouth, the tablet in your mouth on your tongue, it is instantly absorbed into your system, and you will have an immediate sense that there is excitement in your body. My body is standing at attention because I have opened up my veins and arteries. The blood's getting everywhere in my body. Don't need a cup of coffee. I'm all set to go. Well, that's one way of using the Super Beats product. Another way of using Super Beats beets. Take the powdered substance, put it in a teaspoon, and then put it into a glass of water later in the day. Perhaps it'll serve you better because it takes a little longer for this to matriculate into your system, maybe 20, 30 minutes. And then you know you've had it because you'll wake up. You've got more of a charge for the rest of the day. But the best thing about this from cardiologist's point of view is that super beets, the beets themselves, have nitrates in them, and the nitric oxide opens up the veins so that the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body, and thus gives you a healthy reality. Blood pressure comes down, you have standard blood pressure, and you can keep it there by using super beets. So boost your energy all day, support healthy blood pressure, provide a great source of antioxidants to your body. Do yourself a favor, get on board now while you're thinking about it, and call for your next supply of super beets, or if it's your first order, wow, this is going to be cool. Call 800-655-4183, and with that, the first order of super beets, they'll send you an extra 30-day supply. So you get 4 months of super beets for the price of three. 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. Not only do you get the super beets, but you'll get this book, Beat the Odds, that explains how beets are this important to your system. 800-655-4183. It's a great tasting daily source of nitrates to promote heart healthy energy, all kinds of exclusive orders. That's why I tell you to go to DougLikesBeets.com to order. But when you talk to the actual people at the other end of 800-655-4183, they can give you some more points as to why this makes so much sense. Even if you're a healthy eater, this is good for you. Even if you're committed to daily workouts, this is good for you. Drink your super beets. Super beets will be yours, and you'll be telling other people about it as well. So help yourself to 800-655-4183 or go online to DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beats and Neo 40.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered three drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about three quarters of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill two ways so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
One of the things that has become a conversation piece, Roberta, the status of the stock market and what's going on. A lot of people are saying that we're heading into another disaster zone as far as the economy is concerned. What people don't realize, especially this time around, is this is a completely manufactured and manipulated reality. The stock, the big holders create these stories, give people the chills. They sell their stock, and then the big buyers come back in and buy them cheaper. The stock market problem at the moment is self-made. Leave your stock where it is. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, 23 and change past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Did you know that January, the month of January, is National Birth Defects Awareness Month? One in 33 babies born in our country now has a birth defect. And I'm wondering what the connection may be, at least as we move forward, to this mosquito-borne Zika virus. This creates a birth defect that gives babies small heads. The evidence, they say, is circumstantial. Let's talk to Dr. Scott Adzik, who is the Surgeon-in-Chief at the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. Shall we start with the fear born around the Zika virus and that mosquito and what kind of problems that could create, and maybe a little bit of information just in general on, is it called pronounce that for me, will you please, Doctor? I don't want to mispronounce it.
I know a little bit about it. I run the Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where I serve as Surgeon-in-Chief. With regard to the Zika virus, for infected mothers, that can cause microcephaly, which means small heads.
Right, yeah.
Right now, that's not a threat in the U.S. The bigger view for birth defects is that there are nearly 150,000 babies born in the U.S. each year with birth defects, many with conditions so rare most parents and even some clinicians have never heard of them. So too often these families aren't made aware of the treatments available at a place like our Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment, and they're left feeling overwhelmed with few options. You mentioned that one in every 33 babies is born with a birth defect, which has nothing to do with that South American virus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's common. Birth defects are costly. Billions of dollars are required for medical treatment. They're merciless. No parent is immune from having a baby with a birth defect. They're mysterious. Most causes of birth defects are unknown. Overlooked, in my view, research is underfunded. And deadly, birth defects are the leading cause of infant mortality.
So if we could go through without getting too clinical, but I think for the audience to benefit from this, we ought to know the sort of conditions and how you help them. I guess I'm wondering, my daughter had a baby a year and a month ago, and we kept track of it with ultrasound so that every week she knew what the status of the baby was. Are there things that if these problems you're describing are properly detected could be somehow addressed while the baby is still in the womb?
Right. So that's what fetal surgery is all about. And each week here, our highly sophisticated fetal surgery team repairs birth defects such as spina bifida, you know, where the spine is exposed before birth and damaged during the pregnancy by amniotic fluid surrounding the baby, which is mostly fetal urine. So we close that before birth at less than 26 weeks gestation. We treat life-threatening birth defects where if we waited until the baby was born, we would be too late. So we take out lung tumors that crush the developing heart and lungs, or tumors that grow from the tailbone called sacrococcygeal teratomas that can put the baby's heart into failure. We use tubes, shunt tubes, placed under ultrasound guidance to treat cases of severe urinary tract obstruction in the fetus, which left untreated would destroy the developing kidneys and lungs. And then about three times a week, we do fetoscopic laser therapy to treat a condition known as twin-twin transfusion syndrome, where there are identical twins, each in a separate amniotic sac, only one placenta, in an imbalance in circulation such that one baby gets too much blood and goes into heart failure, and the other one doesn't get enough blood and goes into kidney failure. And we can treat that by photocoagulating using a laser fiber the abnormal blood vessels going from one side to the other to reverse the condition and lead to two healthy twins.
Wow, this is amazing. Is this brought up? I mean, think about what he's describing here. Can we assume that this comes about for two reasons? Because of our extensive knowledge now in research and the state of technology, the kind of equipment that you have that you can actually get into the womb with the tools of your trade to do all of this?
Yeah, right. The idea sprang 30 years ago. So I'm a pediatric surgeon. I spend most of my time correcting birth defects in newborns. But I and my colleagues were frustrated in those babies where the damage was already done before birth. So the idea was then to treat the condition, accurately diagnosed, as you mentioned, by ultrasound, or we've developed ways to do MRIs in fetuses as well, and do the experimental work in animal models first 30 years ago, and then apply that cost clinically, and now we do that on a routine basis. We do about 200 fetal surgery operations a year here at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Now, you're right, it requires new technology. We invented a uterine stapling device that can quickly and bloodlessly open the pregnant uterus, which is quite vascular, so those staples pinch off the blood vessels to prevent any bleeding, and they keep the membranes around the baby tacked up against the muscle layer of the uterus.
Wow, what an amazing reality. This really is, it's interesting and important, really, for us to understand that these things are possible for, maybe it gives hope to parents that have problems that they've identified with in babies that are coming along. Dr. Scott Adzik, Surgeon-in-Chief at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia on Good Day.
Looking for healthy ways to keep up with those New Year's resolutions? Fitness trainer Laura DeAngelis recommends smart snacking to keep your energy up and hunger down.
It's helpful to have convenient portion-controlled snacks on hand for a quick midday break or to refuel after your workout.
Laura says Orchard Valley Harvest Snacks are a great alternative to impulse purchases like chips and candy.
Made with ingredients that are pure and simple, Orchard Valley Harvest Snacks contain no artificial ingredients, colors, flavors, preservatives, and are non-GMO product verified.
Learn where you can find these snacks at orchardvalleyharvest.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Pleasant Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm pleasant. Isn't it nice?
Like some cotton candy.
Roberta Fasinelli, who's pleasant. And Jennifer Horn, who's pleasant. And here we are to discuss the pleasant issues of the day. Okay, so this I find amusing, much of anything else. More of you, because of the attention that's focused on all these people running for the presidency, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said on Sunday that things were going on that weren't going on. He made a mistake. He told a story about something that was fixed and it wasn't fixed, and so the news media has been all over him about the flooding. So his response to the criticism was, "What do you want me to do? Go down there with a mop?" Which I just kind of got a kick out of.
You know, the answer is yes. Yes, I would, actually.
Yeah, go ahead. Have a nice time. Yeah, make it a good trip. So anyway, that's that reality.
The but speaking of, before we leave the political crazy sector, did you hear about New York City? They're going to stop enforcing the law against peeing on sidewalks because they think it's racist. Too many minorities are getting arrested.
Is that a true story?
This is true. God. It's the New York Times.
It's only New York. Only in New York. Good God.
Oh, my goodness.
So pee away if you're in New York City.
Oops, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to say that on the air. All right, yeah, pee away. Okay. Although we can say you're pissed off on the air, and that
literally.
It's still not polite.
Yeah, it isn't polite. That's right. If nothing else, we are polite here.
Do you know how much it would cost you if you're a first-time peer in New York, a first-time offender fine?
No, Jennifer. How much would it cost?
Not much. I mean, actually, it's so low that it's actually maybe worth it. It's $25 to $250.
You got
to
go.
And look, there have been times where I've had to go so bad I would have given somebody $25.
I would have thought that they would want to have you pee on the snow to get rid of it, to help melt the snow.
Yeah, but then you get the yellow snow. It's gross.
Right. Okay. Anyway, you'll be happy to hear that the United States, according to a citizen research paper, Americans dislike the government more than ever before. Really? Why do you think the candidates... That's why Michael Bloomberg would win if he were to run. All right, I'm not talking about that anymore because Jennifer doesn't want to hear that. At any rate, the United States government, as long as we're there, says that there are 300,000 drones in the air on any given day.
That's creepy.
They have registered. Wow. These are the ones that are registered with the government. Never mind the ones that aren't registered. There are another 300,000, 400,000 that aren't registered that are just flying around in your backyard. Failure to register can carry a civil penalty of $27,000. And if your drone gets in the way of a helicopter or an airplane and causes a crash, 3 years in jail, $250,000 fine. All right? So I wouldn't have one of these things just because you'd be worried about where it would go or, you know, if you lose control of it. Look at these little remote control cars that the kids play with on the street. They lose control of those things all the time because the battery runs dead or whatever it is that's in the joystick that could screw up. These are cheap pieces of junk, and they're liable to do anything. They could go off in any direction. You're buying one of these things. You think it's fun. You're doing it at your own risk. And I think the risk is substantial. Man, take off from LAX, look out the window.
It's freaky,
like to see
right?
One of those things flying beside the plane. No, thank you. I don't think so. But yet they can fly, what, 300-400 feet away from the source? I think you bought your father a drone. How's it work?
We don't know because he's been afraid to take it out of the package.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Am I around this weekend? No, I'm going to go to a seminar this weekend.
When you get back, next
time
weekend,
I'm around.
Birthday celebration, we'll fly the drone in my backyard.
Your birthday's next week, right?
It
week
is.
After
yes.
Next? Is it? Okay.
Start your shopping, kids.
I'm going to be gone for 2 weekends. Then when I come back the weekend after that, which is, what, the 8th or something...
My birthday is the 6th, the Super Bowl is the 7th, yeah.
Okay, well, I will not be here. I'll be on the East Coast for that. But the next weekend
thanks
when I come back.
Thanks for remembering.
No, but I'll be back the next weekend. So I want to go to your father's house, or maybe let's go to some parking lot someplace, or better yet, let's go to the Bob Hope Airport in Burbank.
See if we get arrested. We're so unknown in this town, we can't even get arrested with a drone at Bob Hope Airport.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, here's something of a more serious nature, it would seem to me. 14 cadets at the Citadel have been dismissed, suspended, or are serving punishment after they appeared in photos with pillowcases on their head, playing the role of a KKK member. This is an esteemed military college. What is the matter with you? They put on their white pants, white shirts, and pillowcases. Hmm. These photos have been seen. As a matter of fact, now they're plastered all over social media. That's why the investigation started. That's why they got into trouble. And that's why they're facing these penalties. All I can tell you is that this kind of stuff, for people who have a brain, don't you have to have a certain score to get into the Citadel, SAT or ACT score, which would assume that you've got a brain between your ears, and to pull off a stunt like that, you got to be nuts. Or insensitive, I mean, whatever word applies, I think that word is overused these days, but my God, what would prompt you to go, I mean, I suppose if you were just in your room and you were playing, but even then, everybody's got a camera. People are taking pictures of this stuff.
You can't get away with
it. You can't get away with these things anymore, so don't do it.
And it's just stupid. I mean,
it
what's
is stupid.
The point?
Yeah. I don't know. What's the most outrageous thing you ever did as a kid? Look at these pictures now. They look ridiculous. Roberta, what's the most outrageous thing you ever did and you got into trouble for when you were a kid? Come on, fess up.
As a kid?
Yeah. I mean, this age, college age.
College age.
Yeah.
I've never gotten arrested, and I rarely got into trouble.
Really?
I know. Thing. That is so boring. I'm going to give you the same answer. Yeah, I've gotten into a lot more trouble in my 20s than I ever did as a teenager. I was a really good kid. Like, I didn't want
to. I was just too smart to get into trouble.
Yeah, getting into trouble would have been embarrassing for me.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I always kind of looked at every possibility and just kind of was prepared for it. So if trouble did come my way, I could kind of weasel my way out of it.
The benefits of being an only child, maybe. All right, so how many of you, speaking of the brain, here's something that's going to affect you. This is going to be a wowzer. Sounds like something that, who brought us that? Was that Greg Grunberg? Was he the wowzer? Something
wowzer.
Yeah, he used to use that expression all the time. Anyway, the human brain, according to research that's just being published, can store 10 times as much material as previously thought. This does not speak to the fact that we only use 10, 12, 14% of our brain to begin with, but the fact that the human brain has a capacity that is 10 times greater than used to be thought.
So how come I can't remember what I had for breakfast?
Well, I was going to say, one of our drawers must be busted because
you know why?
Thing is.
Because you're not getting enough fish oil into your system, and you're not using Super Beets. And I say that very innocently because we advertise the Super Beets. That stuff gets the blood around to your brain. You think it makes sense? I'm going to go to Denver in a couple of weeks and have my brain tested like I did 5 years ago to see what the progress has been or not in whatever it was that was going on in my brain. And one of the things that has brought me around to deciding to do this is because I, from time to time, am forgetting names. Mostly it's names, and it's mostly last names. So I asked a couple of experts, and they said, are you kidding? Look at what goes on with most people who are 15, 20 years younger than you have a worse memory than you do. What are you worried about? Well, because I discovered 5 years ago that I might have a tendency to have either Alzheimer's or dementia, and I don't want to have it. Thank you very much. So I'm doing whatever I can, and I want to keep check on it so that my brain continues to have the abilities that it does right now. And so, but when you think about it, there's also research being done for people who have Alzheimer's and dementia to redirect, retrain your brain using this information that we have all the space in there that doesn't get used. So if you dig deeper into your brain, it may be that you can save your brain, whereas now, mostly on the cortex of the brain, that's where these problems develop, because the blood doesn't get to the surface of the brain, and then you know, there are all kinds of other lubricants. Oxygen is very important. A lot of people are using oxygen to take care of this problem. But the area where you store memories is so open now, your brain has what they call petabytes, P-E-T-A-B-Y-T-E. And there are 100 trillion petabytes in your brain,
like a snack
average
from
brain.
Nabisco.
Yeah, right.
Delicious petabytes.
No, for your dogs.
Yeah.
Right.
One of these petabytes can save 20 million images. So you can't imagine. It's like, how far is it to get to the next planet or the next galaxy or something? You can't even begin to imagine. And then when you put that together with how marvelous the body is and how it works, you have to then say thank you. Gratitude and a spirit of understanding that we are not the top of the heap. We are beings that have a finite life. We have strange abilities that are wonderful. But think of the complexity of our bodies. And the fact we have, 64,000 miles of tubing with all of the arteries and veins and capillaries and little things that feed every part of your body. It just is, it's astounding when you think about it. And to look at these numbers and not even be able to understand them, it puts me away. It really does. So I give that information to you. You can save it, do it. It makes for a good conversation. In a moment, the story of this is a wonderful story. It's just one of those stories that'll make you smile. So we'll have a smile, a really solid smile, in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Wherever you call home, the sounds of wildlife connect you with the greater family of life. I'm Ed Begley, Jr., and when you see habitat being destroyed, you know that wild animals are losing their homes, the greatest threat to their survival. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust offers a humane solution, helping private landowners to protect habitat as permanent safe havens for wildlife. Your voice can speak for wildlife and their homes. Visit the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust at wildlifelandtrust.org.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A monkey, an animal rights organization, and a primatologist walk into a federal court to sue for infringement of the monkey's claimed copyright. Sounds like a joke, right? But it's actually a line from a real court document filed by a lawyer for a photographer who was sued last year by the group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. To make a long story short, a monkey in Indonesia took a picture of himself using a camera that a nature photographer had left unattended. It was hilarious, and the monkey's selfie went viral. Unfortunately, that's when the real monkey business started, and PETA sued the photographer. It claimed that the monkey, not him, should get any money generated by the photo. Let's be fair. I know our legal system sometimes seems like it's gone bananas, but I'm happy to say that a federal judge has just issued a tentative ruling upholding common sense. He says that a monkey can't own a copyright. PETA, however, pledges to keep fighting. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. All right, here's the story of Norwood Thomas. Jennifer lives in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
He's 93 years old. He's going to get a trip to Adelaide, Australia next month to reunite with a woman named Joyce Morris, who is 88 years old. This man and this woman knew each other during World War II, and they have not seen or spoken to each other until last week, when they found each other and they got on Skype to talk to each other. Remember, he's 93 and she's 88. And they wanted to, they told each other they would love to see each other again in person. And so what has happened is that he was a paratrooper in the World War II, the 101st Airborne Division, met her, then they went their separate ways after they fell in love. The public has responded. 300 people have made donations to help the two of them get together again.
So cute.
$7,500 has been donated on a GoFundMe?
GoFundMe,
account.
Sure.
And let's see here. They're going to get together on Valentine's Day. New Zealand, Air New Zealand, has made the arrangements to send him and his son on the plane, free. They're going to fly Air New Zealand from the East Coast to New Zealand to meet actually in Australia, to meet this lady. I thought that was that's the story of the day as far as I'm concerned. What a great, 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 great reality. Good luck
to
them.
That's cool. Love
51
it.
51 after on Good Day.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Combine is an enormous investment for a farmer, but even a small improvement in harvest efficiency can pay back big time. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
The combine is likely the most expensive piece of equipment on the farm. And when it comes time to replace it with a newer model, even slight differences in efficiency can be significant over the life of the machine. Kelly Kravick markets combines and headers for Case IH.
We look at our machines as having a fundamental advantage because the axial flow combine is designed to thresh more thoroughly, to thresh more gently, and our goal is to put as much in the tank as possible, only save more grain. And even if a producer can add another 2-4% in grain savings, you start to do the math, and that adds up to a lot of money.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is Pioneer Senior Agronomy Sciences Manager Paul Carter to discuss the soybean nutrition for high yields program.
farmers are really interested in increasing soybean yields, and we've done some surveys, and they've indicated that on the average, they'd like to see in the next 3 years to increase their soybean yields about 10 bushel per acre. When you think about the elements of high yields, certainly capturing light for photosynthesis, soil moisture is very important. We need to make sure we control the pests so that we don't have insects and diseases, weeds that are competing for that yield. The factor that's right behind those others is nutrients. It's interesting to compare the nutrient needs of corn compared to soybeans. For example, nitrogen, 100 bushel per acre soybean crop, that would be a very high yield. Let's compare that to a 300 bushel per acre corn crop, also a very high corn yield. We require over 500 pounds per acre of nitrogen to produce that 100 bushel yield. Now, most of that nitrogen in soybeans is supplied through nitrogen fixation or from the soil, so we usually don't fertilize for nitrogen. But when you think about potassium, a 300 bushel corn crop pulls off about 75 pounds per acre of potassium in the grain. A 100 bushel soybean crop pulls off twice as much potassium per acre. So the point is that high yield soybeans pull off lots of nutrients, and if we don't replenish those nutrients over time, we're going to start to run short. And that's why we recommend a soil test at least every year. The best time to take a soil test is in the fall after the crop has been harvested. That's the best time. It's the land's most accessible then. But it's important to be consistent and be comparing a soil test from the same time from year to year. Another thing to look at is the land, whether you own the land or whether the land is rented, because the soil P&K is more of a long-term investment. Now, one thing that's really important right now with the way prices are is to really be strategic about where you put your soil nutrient dollar. If you're looking for more information, a couple of good resources would be your Pioneer sales rep and also your Encirca certified services agent. The CSA is a relatively new role, and one of those is a soil fertility program that could really help you target how to spend your fertilizer dollar most efficiently, looking at your soil test, your yield goals for each field. And so I really urge folks to get in contact with these people for this new service, this new opportunity that we have.
Thanks, Paul. Pioneer Growing Point Radio continues to provide solutions for growers to match the right product on the right acre to increase potential for optimum yields. Check back with us next month to learn about the Encirca Water Solution.
Powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for...
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.